how would you describe the atmosphere, staff atmosphere, you know, if you guys get back to work today after a couple of days off?
Thank you.
You know, obviously, we feel very fortunate to be in the position that we're in. We're excited about the opportunity that we have on Saturday. And I think there's a great sense of urgency throughout the building, understanding that, you know, our whole season comes down to this week. And this is the best football team that we will have faced all season long. They're playing well. They've really won two playoff games when you think about the situation that they've been in. So everyone's really focused in. There's a great sense of urgency. And we've got to have a great week of preparation and, you know, see where that gets us.
Watching them come back in that game on Saturday night, what does that say about the resiliency of that group?
Well, you can tell they're a group that's together. They play for one another. They have a lot of belief in what they're doing. And I think it just says to me that they have a great deal of mental toughness. Anyone who's in that type of situation, any team facing – you know, an 18-point deficit at halftime on the road in a place like Kansas City, to be able to come out and win that game, it says a lot about the character of the guys on that team. So we know that we're going to have to really deal with that team for 60 minutes. Like I said, a team that's playing together, and they're a tremendous football team.
Why are you guys so good at ignoring the noise and maybe using that as a rallying cry for you guys for your next time?
Leadership, I think. You know, Coach Belichick has always led us in a way that's been very direct, to the point, very focused on the task at hand, being able to live in the moment and just take things day by day. And I think, you know, the leadership combined with the mentality of the men that we've had around here in my time has been tremendous, and that helps you just, you know, live in the now, focus on things day by day, focus on the things that you can control, and take it from there.
Matthew, is the attention to detail amplified even more in the playoffs? That maybe that would even help further limit distractions because of the way you guys can really compartmentalize things this time of year?
Well, certainly. I think that single fundamental that you've been talking about since OTAs, that's going to be something that can be pivotal in a game like the game we'll have on Saturday. And you want to make sure that you've crossed all your T's, dotted all your I's when it comes to those little details, because they're going to be the details that make or break the football game for either side. So we have plenty to focus on when it comes to football, when it comes to preparing for the Titans, and, you know, that's where our focus is right now.
Matthew, there's no one in that locker room that's ever had a head coach other than Bill Belichick here with the Patriots. There's been a report that he might leave to go to the Giants. Today he said absolutely he intends to be here next year. I'm wondering your reaction to that.
I'm just focused on preparing for the Tennessee Titans with Coach Bill Belichick as my head coach for the 2017 season. And I think, you know, everyone in that locker room feels the same way. The nature of professional football is tomorrow is not guaranteed to anyone. Players, coaches, you know, that's life. Tomorrow is not guaranteed to anyone. So we're just going to focus on what we can focus on, control the day, focus on the day, and take it from there.
Obviously, weather is always a factor this time of year, or any time of year in New England. But it's like the confidence you guys have with Steven Gostkowski, who's kicked in snow and, you know, like the rain Saturdays. He's done that plenty of times. It's kind of nice to have that in your pocket, so to speak, a guy like that.
Steady Eddie. You know, he's been here 12 years. This is a difficult place to kick. I think you guys know that. And Steve is as familiar with this place as anyone. And you know, he takes the time to prepare himself for whatever the elements will bring, whether it's wind, rain, snow, sleet, cold, hot. You know, he's gone, you know, to great lengths to make sure that he's prepared for all those situations. We have a lot of confidence in him. We have a lot of confidence in how consistent he's been, and he's going to continue to be a guy that we rely on heavily moving forward.
Describe it your own way. What would you say the biggest difference is between playoff football and regular season football?
The intensity, speed of the game. Everyone's playing with a great deal of urgency. When it comes to the football season, it's literally do or die. You either find a way to get it done and play winning football, or, you know, you hope to be back next season. I think everybody understands, as I said, there's a very – you know, this is a very temporary game that we play. Nothing's guaranteed to anyone. So when you get out there and play off football, you feel that urgency. You feel the speed of the game. You feel guys fighting and clawing every single play. And that's something that you can't simulate. That's something that you better try to get yourself ready for mentally and physically, because it's going to take everything you have come a playoff situation.
Obviously, a lot of the guys in this locker room have extensive playoff experience, but what's the message this week to maybe some of the younger guys who are kind of experiencing this for the first time?
Well, Coach Belichick always says, it's not about playoff experience, it's about playoff execution. And you look at it time and time again, every year there seems to be a guy, well, not a great deal of playoff experience as far as games appeared in, that's making a huge play. The examples are countless here in this locker room. You look at Tennessee, those guys are playing their first playoff game. And you got guys all over the field making plays. And, you know, they were inexperienced headed in, but they found a way to execute going into the game. So our message this week is just to go out there, make sure you prepare at a high level all week long. And then Saturday, it's about execution. It's not about how many games you've played in. It's not about, you know, what you've accomplished in the regular season over the course of your career. It's about executing Saturday night, Foxborough Stadium, Gillette, fans loud, cold. It's about executing.
Anybody else? Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys.